State law requires frac sand companies and gravel pit owners to set aside money so that even if they go out of business, they'll pay to fill in their mines. This is done with bonds or what are called irrevocable letters of credit. But insurance agent Mark Wise of Fall Creek says the state's mine reclamation law has a loophole that's been overlooked.
Where the issue comes in is the state statutes allow the bonding company or the bank to cancel that letter of credit or bond with 90-day notice.
The county can fight the cancellation by proving the mine has failed to reclaim its land. But if the mine hasn't closed yet, Wise says that's impossible to prove, leaving county taxpayers with the bill.
So the short answer is there is financial assurance, but it's financial assurance that's of no value.
Eau Claire County Attorney Keith Zames says Wise is right, and taxpayers in counties across the state could be on the hook for millions of dollars.
The potential worst-case scenario could happen anywhere where there is large-scale non-metallic mining.
But Zames says there are things counties can do to protect themselves. He says they're looking into things like requiring frac sand companies to post cash deposits and changing local ordinances to get around the loophole in state law.
You know, that's really what we're looking at doing and providing information and analysis to the Committee on Planning and Development for their determination as to where they want to go with it.
Zames says officials hope to present a list of options to county board supervisors in late summer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.